bringing it back to the topic of water and water treatment at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. We're here to try and clear the air on water. Seriously, I mean that, because there's a lot of bad information about different systems and what they will and won't do. The industry kind of comes up with a name for them called the alternative systems. I have to say I'm proud about one thing, a couple things we've got accomplished in our 28 years on air. One of these alternative systems actually came to market about 7 or 8 years ago. And the early versions of their brochures actually claimed things that were unverifiable. And we actually pushed them and challenged them. And we actually have a copy of those early pieces of marketing material. But they later changed their entire national marketing campaign literature because we convinced them what they were saying just couldn't be said.
Great job.
So we're here with Martin Chan, owner of Kinetico Water Systems, as well as Mike Maddox, the general manager, and Jack Eversole.
It's important to note they were offering three figures for an endorsement of Rosie.
Yes. Wow.
And even after they changed their print, they still didn't get the endorsement.
So Martin, water treatment. How did you get passionate about an industry like this?
Well, I was 21 years old, going to graduate school. I saw an ad in the paper making a decent amount of money, probably more than I could live on for a whole year in the old days. And I took the job, and I've been doing it ever since. I've been doing it 33 years now.
Let's talk about some of the alternative marketing these other companies are using. What are y'all seeing out there that is getting under your skin?
Well, I've been doing this for, like I was saying, 33 years. I've seen a lot of fly-by-nighters, a lot of scams, a lot of hucksters in town. As you said earlier, the water industry is not the most ethical industry on the planet. But what troubles me today is I've seen these slick infomercials on TV, and I look at them, and I'm like, wow, that is impressive. If those things did work, I would definitely want one of those systems. And the big catchword right now is no salt. What's amazing, they put these systems on the whole house, and they're telling people it's no salt. But what people don't realize here in Arizona, this is the Salt River Valley.
It's named that for a reason.
For a reason, because we have natural occurring sodium in the water. We have salt in the water. So they're telling people how the health effects of having salt in the water, adverse effects to your health. And in essence, they're not taking any of the salt out. The water, there's still salt in the water. And the other big catchphrase right now, they're saying that they're leaving the healthy minerals in the water. Now, let's see what kind of minerals do we have here in the water. We have hard water. What is hard water? Hard water is limestone that's dissolved into the water, and it's calcium bicarbonate. Now, calcium bicarbonate is inorganic mineral. As humans, it's a common knowledge to everyone that humans can only assimilate organic, anything that's either plant or animal life. So if you want a calcium supplement, you're going to have either milk or dairy products or a glass of orange juice. You're not going to go to Grand Canyon and lick a limestone cliff and get your calcium. So for them to claim that they're leaving healthy minerals in the water, the inorganic, let me read you a little quote here from a doctor. His name is Dr. Paul Braggs. He wrote this article, "Is Water Can Undermine Your Health." And this is what he says, an excerpt. "What the human body cannot utilize or excrete, it must be stored. Consequently, the inorganic salts or inorganic minerals, which is calcium bicarbonate, are stored and in time take their toll in the form of hardening of the arteries, kidney stones, stones in urethra, gallstones, and joints, and so forth." Anyway. To be 100% healthy, the human body must be free of inorganic minerals. When pure water enters the human body, it leaves no residue. It is free of all inorganic salts. It is the perfect drink for internal cleanliness and health. And basically, anybody that gets one of these systems, they're telling people just to drink out of their tap water. Now, with the high amount of minerals in the water and with the sodium already present in the water, they're going to have a dark-colored urine with more odorous. If you're drinking pure water, you will notice your urine clears up because your body is clearing these inorganics out of your system.
Interesting.
And you also feel more hydrated because really you're going to be dehydrated if you don't have pure water to clean out your system.
Well, and I hear a lot about the salt-free systems, and you know, I don't think people really understand what that means, because you know, let's talk about salt content in your diet. I mean, if you take an 8-ounce glass of softened water that's been softened through the sodium process, a typical water softener, you're drinking about 12 milligrams of sodium. Now, the same 8 ounces of Coca-Cola has three times
Crazy.
That much, okay? A piece of white bread has 10 times as much of that sodium. So if you're trying to eliminate sodium from your diet, a salt-free water treatment system probably isn't the place to start.
Amen.
Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Let's start with taking a look at some of the other things you're eating and whatnot. So we're talking about water filtration. We're talking about the ways to treat it for safety matters. Let's talk about the other reasons you would want to treat water. We've talked a little bit about taste. We talked a little bit about clarity. But how about just for luxurious living? I mean, just for what it does for your skin and your hair. You're going to need to do more than just filter it.
Well,
to get water to that quality.
Correct. When you bathe with chlorinated water, it does contribute to eczema, psoriasis, dryness in the skin. And people get that dry skin, and wow, they get out of the shower, they're dousing themselves with gallon after gallon of oils and creams. And soft water eliminates that.
Yeah, because how? How is it doing that?
Well, with the Kinetico system, the hybrid unit that we offer, it has activated carbon. It's actually coconut impregnated carbon, which will extract any chlorine in the water. And that will protect your hair, your skin, the toilets against chlorine degradation on the flapper valves, the O-rings. And then the resin up top, which is made by Dow Chemical, that eliminates the calcium hardness. And down in Tucson, we average about 15 grain per gallon with Central Arizona Project.
And hard water is defined by everything over about 2 grains, right?
That's exactly right. Anything over 2-3 grain per gallon of hardness is denoted as being hard water.
And Tucson, I think y'all have 200 and some odd well sites throughout the Tucson Pima County area.
That is correct.
And y'all are averaging across those well sites north of 10 grains, 10, 12?
Throughout the valley now, we're averaging right around 15 grain per gallon.
You are?
Yes, extremely hard water.
Okay. So we're going to bring that into the house, and what's the first step we're going to do with it?
First thing we're going to do is run it through the carbon. And the carbon's going to take the 1.0 parts per million that the Tucson City Water has for chlorine and eliminate that down to zero. And then it's going to rise into the resin tank and eliminate the 15 grain down to zero. The neat thing with Kinetico, it's a twin alternating patented system out of Ohio that will do it 100% of the time, using less regenerate and less water to back flush and clean, and no electricity, Rosie.
Yeah, interesting.
Strictly run by kinetic energy.
So once we're delivering it, we're delivering a water that is very low in total dissolved solids. We're delivering it chlorine-free. And we're delivering it softened now. What is that? What are the results of that in the home?
Your shower heads are going to stay nice and clean. You're going to get a great flow of water throughout the house. Your dishwasher is going to last longer, using less soaps, detergents, shampoos, and creams. Your clothes that you put on your body are going to be cleaner and last longer.
We've actually had people call us and say, my dishwasher is not cleaning as well as it was before we put the treatment system on. And the first thing I tell them is, cut your soap by 3/4.
Correct. I came from the appliance industry, and I worked for Montgomery Ward for a number of years. And I used to get people that would come in and tell me that I ripped them off on their dishwasher because their glasses had this white film. And I'd say, time out, Grandma, Grandpa. It's not the dishwasher. It was the water. So in 99, I came on board with Kinetico and been there since.
Well, okay.
Because it does the job.
The other alternative systems we talk about.
Yes.
They like to use electricity, they like to use magnets, and they like to use NASA as their success story. I find that moderately humorous because these are pipes going into the NASA center that are as big around as 4 foot in diameter, pushing millions of gallons a day. The equipment we're using in that kind of scenario is significantly different than a 1-inch service line to your house.
Correct.
Yeah. And we haven't seen any independent test where the electric systems or the magnet systems alter the state of water to any degree past the actual zone that induction is being introduced. Are y'all seeing any different testing results?
None.
Yeah. So they're talking about changing the molecular structure of water or the atomic structure of water and sending it down line. And I don't know. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is we have a lot of winter visitors. And when their system has been sitting over the course of the entire summer, what are some of the precautions they should take when they come back to activate the system? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well,
and there's just the general maintenance of a whole house water treatment system.
And great. And over 35% of the population down in Tucson is snowbirds, the great people from Michigan and all those upstate people. When they go away on vacation, it's very simple. The Kinetico comes with a three-way bypass valve, and it's got three colors like a traffic light and very easy to operate. When you come home after 6 or 8 months of being away and come down to the great town of Tucson, Bear Down, simply kick the system into yellow, which puts it into bypass, and let the water run through all the faucets because the chlorine in the water will take away any bacteria that may be present in the water. But just please remember, when you're done, after about 3 to 5 minutes, kick it back to green so you get that ultimate dechlorinated softened water again.
Because what we've been talking about, taking the chlorine out of the water, then we store it in a little tank underneath the sink, generally, okay? And then we ask it to be delivered through the little gooseneck delivery system.
Right.
But that totally, completely chlorine-free water, you don't want to drink it after it's been sitting there for 3, 4, 5 months, right?
That's correct.
Let's cycle it through.
Yeah, let it run just for a few minutes.
People often ask me about the maintenance, and I tell them, you know, the equipment I'm familiar with, you can generally maintain yourself, but aren't there some very stringent procedures for replacing the RO filters? You don't want your hands to touch it, and you need to disinfect the O-rings and whatnot, but that's all included in the instructions. You can do it.
That is correct. And the Kinetico K5 drinking water station, very, very easy to maintain. It's the only system that has an automatic shut-off mechanism built in it. That actually tells the customer, hey, you need to change your filters. And it's once a year or every 500 gallons of water that you consume. And it's as simple as shutting the water off underneath the sink. Yeah, wash your hands real quick. That's a normal procedure. Slide the unit out. You take off the first and third filter. They're color coordinated. One's orange, one's purple. You replace these filters, run a couple gallons of water through the system, and you're good to go.
Let me add to that, Rosie. When you go to replace those filters, it's not like you have to get in, pull the filter housing out, rinse out the filter housing. We have the most ultra-modern type unit that's the whole filter housing comes off itself and you throw the whole filter housing away. So it's a screw quarter turn off and screw quarter turn back on. Anybody, if you can unscrew a light bulb, you can change our filters.
Okay. The other maintenance items you've got is you've got the salt to add to the system, right?
Right.
In a water softener. What are any other maintenance items regular? You ever have to clean that thing out?
No, there's
just empty it down to the bottom and scrub it out?
There's a 525 micron pre-filter that we put on the system. If you ever go in your bathroom, Rosie, and unscrew the faucets and check the aerator screens,
right,
periodically you get some debris in there,
right,
grit. And basically you just twist the canister off. It's a filter that's good for 5 years minimum. And you just rinse it off underneath the sink and replace it. It'll help keep those aerator screens clean.
All right. Very good. Trying to dispel the myths about water treatment here with our guests in studio from Kinetico Water. We're going to be back right after this. Y'all stay tuned.